You mentioned the shed. Now, was this open on all sides, or?
No, the north side was closed up. The south side probably would be open.
Uh-huh. And the east and the west, would they be open or closed?
Well, no, they'd be boxed up. Mm-hmm.
When you cut your hay, well, what did you do with it? How did you gather it?
We just cut it and baled it.
Baled it, huh?
Yeah.
Did you do this in the early days? Always had a baler, huh?
Well, they had a lot of balers. You were a team to it. You see a team come around there.
Uh-huh. What did you do? Use a rake and bring your hay up into a windrow?
Well, we'd rake the hay up in windrows and then bucket up there with a buck rake, you see.
That would be, put it in?
Well, we'd have 2 meters, one on each side coming up there, and it'd be wide as this room.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you'd have to stand up on top of it, see over.
And see over what? This would be the hay?
Yeah.
Now, did you just have...
Loose.
This would be in piles out there? Or?
Well, we'd take what to call a cellar rake and just go right around the land and we'd dump that thing every time we got to a row.
Uh-huh.
And the rake got full, I'd dump it and then we'd go back to that buck rake and run up and down those rows of hay.
And you'd have a row and then you'd fold this end up and this end up and have a... What did you call the thing when you... that done with your buck rake?
Well, of course it had teeth in it.
Uh-huh.
And the front of it was open.
Uh-huh. And you just put the hay up in piles, huh? And then you came along with your baler and you baled it?
No, we'd buck that. Oh, we'd haul it a quarter or better, maybe sometimes further.
Uh-huh.
When we first start the baling, maybe the hay would be right out the baler and you'd have to bucket around there, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And go off and get a load.
What did you do with it when you got it baled?
Well, we'd stack it up in a good long rick and put some tall grass on top of it and tie it down.
Mm-hmm. Now, the rick, that was long?
Yeah.
Like this?
Oh, it was wide. Sometimes it was further to it. Be ricked up far across the street.
Hmm. And
pull it back out there.
Uh-huh. This was out in the field then, or up by the lots?
Well, we had a hay meadow there. It's partly in the field, but we never stacked it up.
Mm-hmm.
We hauled down to the house and stack it up.
Mm-hmm. Stack it up in a rick, huh? Did you have any special terms, well, some of these buildings around there, did you have, you said that you didn't have a barn. You have a barn now?
Yeah.
What do you call the upstairs part?
The loft.
Uh-huh. Do you put anything up there?
Yeah, put hay up.
And do you raise any corn?
No, we don't. We don't have about 6 acres of farming land. We quit farming.
Uh-huh. How about the early days? Did you raise corn then?
Well, yes, we had about 200 or 300 acres.
Where did you keep it? when you gathered it, what did you do with it?
You mean the corn?
Yeah.
Well, we went down on Main Mud and cut some big logs and made the log crib and then covered it with sheet iron, you see. And we'd rick a lot of it outside.
Uh-huh. Now, you just rick your corn? This would be a stalk and all, or just the ear? Or
no, it'd be the ear.
Mm-hmm. How did you gather your corn?
With a wagon team.
Just go on, pull off an ear and throw up the wagon.
Pull 2 rows at a time, see? Pull right up. Well, back when I was a kid, by the